Morning.
Morning.
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey, Rohit. Good to connect back again. I think we skipped last weekend because both of us were pulled in different directions. How's the week been so far for you?
Oh, very good. We started our term a couple of weeks ago, and so it's been busy. It's been very busy. Last weekend, I had a fundraiser at my home for, we had a fundraiser at our house for my kids' school, which was a lot of fun. We did an Indian themed party, and the men, including my son's school principal, got some mehndi. So that was cool. I couldn't get any. So all good. What are we talking about today, man? First story.
Well, the first story is, this is a thing that I wanted to call out from The Guardian, written by Michael Safi in Delhi. I'm trying to struggle with the date. It's 26 September 2018. The story goes, man removed from Indian plane after trying to enter cockpit to charge phone. Okay. So what has happened is an IndiGo flight taking off from Kolkata, from the western city of Mumbai, while the IndiGo aircraft was on the ground, an unruly passenger — unruly could mean drunk, I don't know. Whether it was unruly or drunk, I don't know. Unruly is the word used here. Tried to enter the cockpit, stating that his mobile needs to be charged, right? He was removed from the aircraft and handed over to the police on grounds of security violation, IndiGo said, right? Discuss. What is your vibe on this one?
So, yeah, I think the earlier paras, according to some Indian media reports, he was intoxicated. So that's definitely, I don't know. I mean, desis and planes, man, like, it's just a very, like, you know, long, old relationship. And it's not a happy relationship. So I'll just mention a couple of other things. If you look at a little blurb on The Guardian, apparently, there was another story that I think it was a Jet Airways flight where the crew forgot to pressurize the cabin, and people were experiencing nosebleeds. And the same story, boss, it says that this is where the confusion came from, because you told me this is Mumbai to Kolkata flight, right? So data para says it's the second such incident this week. On Monday, a passenger aboard a flight from Delhi to the Bihar state capital, Patna, was spotted trying to open the rear door of the aircraft while it was midair. Another passenger, I mean, like, there are so many directions I can go in, some of which, you know, are dangerous. Another passenger raised the alarm and the man was stopped by the crew. He was handed over to police in Patna. So I mean, there's so many things that come to mind and I don't want to get into a soliloquy.
Okay. But okay. Let's look at the first one, mobile charging. I mean, when the mobile phone drops below, when do you panic when your mobile charge? Do you panic at 10%, 5%, 3%? When does your panic kick in?
What are the circumstances in which I really would need a mobile phone? If I'm out somewhere and I need to call an Uber and I'm hovering around the 10% point, that's when I'm worried, right? Otherwise, if I'm walking and my son and I are, you know, both out and we are not near my car where I can charge my phone, I just like the idea of having a phone with a charger, that's charged. And I usually make sure it is charged. So if we are going somewhere for a walk or a hike or something, I'll conserve my battery or put it on, low. But what I want to say here is, I want to just mention that there's something here about public space. And the thing is that Indians, we treat public space with no sense of the fact that public space is meant to be shared equally. We don't respect private boundaries. And we do this in trains and in buses. So, you know, my memory is that when there is, you know, of traveling on trains, there are guys who would, you know, they would go to, you know, uncle is taking, wants to take his son Papu to go and see the engine. And the idea is that I will bribe some, you know, official. Or on Rajdhani, I want extra plate of food, I'll slip 10 bucks, right? Or if smoking is not allowed, I'll go and smoke in the bathroom. And what's happened is that years and years and years of doing this, they treat air travel exactly in the same way. Ki koi baat nahi na, jate hai andar na, it's ours. That's my one initial response.
Okay. My initial response is, this guy is now going to show up in court and he's going to need legal representation. And if we were to be his legal advisors, what's the most credible defense that he could put up? Because the reason I asked you, when do you panic when your phone charges? I'm kind of a 20% guy. If anything drops below 20% on my phone, I start getting secondary levels of nervousness. And that is even without being leaning into social media in a big way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think, and here's the most kind of generous interpretation of what happened on this flight, right? Conjecture, but bear with me. So this guy gets on the flight from Mumbai to Calcutta. He's sitting in the flight. He's slightly drunk, I think. He's slightly drunk, right? He's had a couple of drinks, right? And he realizes that he hasn't told his uncle that he's on the plane, reaching Calcutta at a particular time, requiring a pickup, right? So I think the panic that sets in is not that the phone is losing charge, is that because quite a lot of people make their logistical calls on the other end, once the plane is taxiing, right? Okay, you know, the plane's taking off, I'm set, I'm going to switch off, blah, 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 you know, lots of love. I think that was what was going on, right? He was trying to, this is the most generous interpretation.
Well, he might,
but
yeah.
What I can't add up is when that tips over into rushing towards the cockpit to charge the phone. I can understand that there is this latent anxiety. Mujhe chacha ko bolna hai ki pick up chahiye, right?
And there's, I'm sure that, you know, you can call from like this. It has to be, you can get a charger. I mean, you know, so you're right. I mean, we are thinking here of like what, you know, that he's, and obviously because he's like drunk to a certain extent, not totally smashed, but he's drunk. So this is how his mind is working. No, I think you're onto something. I mean, my, you know, I think the defense he would give is that because I was drunk.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was headed towards the cockpit. I thought I was going in the opposite direction. You know, there's the end of the plane where they have those tray carts with food and all. Like if you're, sometimes, you know, like it's past the restroom or, you know, if you need water to take medicine or something like that, you know, you're not getting sleep. You feel, you know, peckish on an international flight. You just, you know, go there and request a snack or something like that.
Yeah.
So I think the most credible defense he could offer is to probably make a claim of that kind, which is that I was a little drunk, and being a little drunk in itself is not a crime as long as, you know, you're not creating havoc or, you know, misbehaving with the stewardess or
on this drunken thing, you know, we can drink up because a lot of menfolk in India and elsewhere also use alcohol as an excuse to behave in ways that they wouldn't otherwise. But right, that's another story. That's another episode.
Completely. Yeah, which is that, you know, license.
We've talked about this credible defense. I want to switch our attention to the second act. Is there a credible defense for a passenger trying to open the door of a plane? Right?
No, there is none. I mean, what was that guy from, like, unless you hate Bihar so much that...
So I honestly, because when I read this story, I said, when we talk about this, Rohit, we look at if people to treat him as guilty, which is what, you know, Michael Safi is the Guardian, so it's not written a sniffy. If this was the Telegraph or the Times, they would have written a kind of a sniffy, you know, colonial lumber. These guys only know how to ride elephants, ban them from aeroplanes, blah, blah, blah. So I thought that, you know, the best way to discuss it, we'd take one side and the other, and, you know, what would be credible defense. But this man from Delhi to Patna, trying to open the rear door of the aircraft while it was in midair, right? Just the mind boggles. Why would you do that? Because he thought the handle was in red. One of the things that you said, that, you know, because this kind of generations of, you know, thora fresh air le lete hain, this kind of attitude, you know, that has been prevalent in train travel, is now kind of proliferating into airline travel. And, you know, so the plus is that, you know, there is more affordability, but there isn't a kind of etiquette, flight etiquette class.
Right.
So the fact that, and lower down the article, we see that one of the air hostesses have complained that, you know, if a person likes your face, they'll keep ringing the bell and kind of low grade harassment, and then bottom pinching and then grabbing, and those things kind of escalate. There's a pyramid of harassment. But, you know, I've seen quite a lot of people on flights harass. And literally, the ladies who are on the aeroplane serving are, you know, literally in their early 20s, right? So they're young women, right? Who are not prepared. They're like 55-year-old uncle who's kind of lecherously hitting the button for water, for blanket, for a 90-minute flight, right? But anyway, look, any closing thoughts, Rohit?
I do want to just take a minute, Banti, that you're absolutely right. So there's a few things signaled in that article, and it's actually, this article is a treasure trove, because I think, you know, it's given us enough for maybe like five conversations, but I want to signal a few. So the first thing is, you know, The Guardian, of course, coming from the perspective that it does, it is looking at the fact that India's, you know, because of the economy, because of boom, falling prices, a large number of first-time flyers have taken to the skies. And it's, you know, it says that Air India, in fact, has a kind of etiquette manual, exactly what you said. It talks about the entitlement of wealthy flyers, including harassment. But, you know, The Guardian is making the point that instances of assault all across the world have increased. So it's not a uniquely Indian problem. And I think that's The Guardian being, you know, being very careful to not essentialize. But it also, there is also something here about, you know, just Indian attitudes, because there's that story of Jet Airways staff being cavalier. And then Jet Airways suspended two pilots for 5 years after a male pilot slapped his female co-pilot during a flight to Mumbai. I mean, who the hell, like what's going on? And she stormed out of the cockpit and the male pilot left to find her. So the plane is flying on autopilot while this tamasha is going on. And then the last one is historic. So maybe we can. So last one is historic. So I want to get your thoughts on this, in which is a Qatar Airways flight had to make an emergency landing in Chennai. What happened is, this woman and her husband are there. She used her sleeping husband's thumb to unlock his phone, whereupon she discovered evidence he was cheating on her. And she reportedly began to attack her husband, and the cabin crew were unable to restore order, forcing the emergency stop. I mean, this is like wild stuff.
This Qatar Airways, I would have wanted to be on that aeroplane, man, because, you know, I don't know how you see. I sleep badly on aeroplanes.
Right? Same here. I mean,
What I find very disorientating about sleeping, if by luck you manage to sleep on an aeroplane, when you wake up, it is very disorientating because the lights are dimmed.
Right, right.
You are basically in an aluminium tube with a stranger to the left or the right, unless you're traveling with the family. And I'm thinking, this guy, you know, he probably is a sleeper, you know, because if he's fallen asleep and he's had to be woken up by his wife, to the point that, you know, his phone has been kind of taken away from his person, his thumb has been used to open the phone. So he's a deep sleeper. He likes to sleep on an aeroplane. I want to cut to that moment before the violence starts, right? So we know the violence happens and then the plane lands. But let's cut to the moment before the violence starts. There's a guy who's deep in sleep, slightly disoriented, who's been woken up by his wife, right? And what's going through his mind at that point is, either we have arrived, right? Or there's been some announcement that I have missed, right? Some of those initial, that's the interesting thing. Because after that, you know, and then for that guy to be hit with, you know, what the F has been going on, you know, what? And I just think computing in that groggy state with, you know, and you see most people like to sleep with those eye covers with the inflatable. So I'm imagining this guy with an inflatable air pillow around his neck. His eye pulled up to his forehead, right? In that distraught state. And I'm not siding with the guy. I just find the fun is that initial moment. What's going through that guy's mind? That ye kya ho gaya? You know, I just want to see.
I should mention he was an Iranian guy. Okay, so this is, or the wife was an Iranian national, and I don't know if the guy was an Indian or the guy was an Iranian. So it was, you know, they were flying to Bali after boarding in Doha. So India was just, I mean, was not, it was basically a sort of non-India flight destination and departure, but they had to stop in Chennai because of this. Yeah, I mean, that, you know, and that's the whole, you know, these unexpected responses and so on. And I'll share one final thought, that sometimes, you know, when a number of Indians are caught misbehaving, you know, molesting passengers and so on. And there was a case of a, you know, well-known Indian guy, like, in the sense that he was someone who was a CEO or someone prominent, and this young lady recorded him. So apparently the guy leans over and, you know, through the gap between two seats or something like that, you know, misbehaves with some young lady. But then the excuses they come up with are fantastic. Like, you know, I was turning in my sleep. I was putting my shoelace on. Arey boss, if you're tying your shoelace on, how on earth is your elbow going to go over the seat and touch someone else's body, you know? So,
how are you going to unzip your pants because you're trying your shoelaces, you know?
On, yeah, exactly. So,
one last thing before we finish. You should be from the account on India Explained. We should shout out to Safi Michael. He's got a Twitter handle. I think it's a really enjoyable story. And we should draw his attention to the fact that we've talked about it on our podcast.
Okay, absolutely. We'll definitely do that. So when we do this story, which I think should be the one after next, sequentially, we'll definitely draw his attention. But good, thanks for reminding me of that. We'll do that. All right, man. So I think we should wrap this up here and we'll be back with another story. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.